Psachim Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel, continuing the Seder of the Seder. Heviu Lefanov. They then, after he makes Kiddush on the first kos, they bring in front of him Mitabel Bachazeres. They bring him lettuce to dip. And this is what we conventionally call karpas. And what the Mishnah means to say is that even if chazeres, this kind of bitter lettuce, is what you're going to use later for maror, and you don't have any other vegetable, then you use that first for the borei pri ha'adama, and you dip it. Our convention is to dip it in salt water and such, and you make the bracha borei pri ha'adama, but not the bracha on maror that's going to come later. Chazeres is just the example given by this Mishnah. Most of the Mefarshim agree that there are other vegetables you can use first, but even chazeres would work for this. Then, ad shemagia leparperes hapas, until you get to the moment of, and the word parperes has different meanings to it. Some say until he reaches the crumbling of the matzah, and some say until you reach the point that is secondary to the matzah. What some say it means, the secondary to the matzah, folks, is that you make the borei pri ha'adama, and that's all you're going to be eating until later, right after you make hamotzi, motzi matzah, then you're going to eat the maror and make al achilas maror when the appropriate time comes. So they say the parperes hapas, that which is secondary to the matzah, would be the vegetation that you're going to eat later on. Others say parperes hapas until the crumbling of the matzah, means until you reach the breaking of the matzah when you make motzi matzah and you make hamotzi that way and break pieces off. Others say, at least one person, that this is the source for the idea of yachatz, as we do, where you take one of the three matzos and you break it into two pieces, and then one is hidden away for the afikoman, and the other one is going to stay there, and you'll use it when the time comes for korech. So some say that that's what it's referring to, that it comes from the Mishnah. In any case, once you get there, then you'll get to that part, but you're not up to that yet. So heviu lefanav matzah v'chazeres v'charoses. So they bring in front of him, each person has their own separate table in front of their separate couch, matzah and chazeres, which is the lettuce you'll use for maror, although you could use other things for maror as well, and charoses, the mixture of nuts and apples and wine and what have you that you make charoses out of. Ushnei tavshilin, and two cooked dishes. And one is the korban Pesach, and one is the korban chagiga that one is going to eat along with that. Afal bi she'ein charoses mitzvah. And the Tanakhama says, even though charoses itself is not a mitzvah, it's a minhag Yisrael to have this charoses that you're going to dip the maror into. Some say it's for health reasons, that the maror is so sharp, it could cause you health problems unless you put it in charoses first to take out some of the sharpness, and according to at least one opinion, to take out the poison that might be a result. But Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Tzadok Omer, Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Rabbi Tzadok, says mitzvah charoses is a mitzvah. He pinpoints different reasons in the Mefarshim, but one of the most common ones is the idea that the charoses stands in for the mortar that was between the bricks in Mitzrayim, and so the charoses itself is a mitzvah as well. And while the Beis HaMikdash was still standing and everybody made their Seder in Yerushalayim with a carbon Pesach, they would bring the roasted carbon Pesach, this big roasted carcass, in front of the person as he was going to go through the Seder. Now, a lot of the reasons for this are to make the children ask questions, as we'll see in the next Mishnah. So you're not up to the eating part yet, but they're bringing everything out, much like we have the Seder plate the Ka'ara brought out, so that way it's going to spark the children to become interested and get involved. Mishnah Dalet continues, Mazgu lo kos sheni. So then you pour the second kos. So at this point, you've got matzah, you've got maror, you've got the carbon Pesach, you've got everything in front of you. And then the second kos is poured or diluted for the host. V'chan habein shoel aviv. And at this point, the son is supposed to ask shilas to the father. V'imein da'as babein. And if the son does not have the knowledge to ask these questions, aviv malamdo, then the father teaches him the questions and kind of leads him along with the questions that he should ask. And the questions are, and here is the nusach, differing a little bit from what we have. Manishtano halaylo hazeh mikol halaylos. Why is this night different from all other nights? Shevachol halaylos anu ochlen chametz u'matzah. On all other nights, we can eat chametz, we can eat leavened bread and matzah. Halaylo hazeh. Kulo matzah, but tonight we can only eat matzah. Shebechol halelos anu ochlim shar yirakos. On other all nights we can eat other kinds of greens. Halayla hazem maror. Tonight we only eat the bitter herbs. Shebechol halaylos on ochlin basar tzali shaluk umavushal. And now we get to a difference between our nusach, because back then they had the Korban Pesach in front of them. So they would say on all other nights, we can eat our meat roasted or stewed or cooked, which would be stewed but for a shorter amount of time. Halaylo hazeh kulo tzali, but tonight only roasted meat. And some have the opinion that even the Chagiga had to be roasted the same way the Korban Pesach had to be roasted. Clearly, this was going to be a question only Bizman HaBeis HaMikdash. Nowadays, we ask about Haseba instead. Shebechol HaLeilos, the fourth question, Anu Matbilen Pa'amachas. On all other nights, we dip only once. And actually, that is amended by the Gemara to say, Einu ein anu matbilim pa'amachas. We don't dip even once. But halaylo hazeh shtei fa'amim. But on this night, we dip two times. Ulfidato shel ben aviv, bein aviv melamdo. And according to the understanding, the knowledge of the son, that is what the father teaches him and works with him and answers him on his level. Maschil biginus umesayim b'shevach. And this is actually a very important point, that the Haggadah should begin with a ginus, with a disgrace, and ends umesayim b'shevach, and ends with praise. So some say, beginning with disgrace, says that we talk about how in the beginning, mitchila ovdei avodah zarah, back at the beginning, our ancestors were ovdei avodah zarah, before we saw the light. Others say that the genus is the genus of Klal Yisrael, that originally avodim hayinu lefaro b'mitzrayim. So we talk about how we used to be slaves, and in the end, we praise Klal Yisrael and talk about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us close to his avodah, and was goel us from Mitzrayim, and did nisim b'niflaos for us, and gave us the Torah, and brought us into Eretz Yisrael, and all of the things that we are accustomed to in our Seder. V'doresh me arami oved avi. And then he explains and darshans from the pasuk of Arami Oved Avi that the Aramean wanted to destroy my father, Ad sheyigmar kol haparsha kula, until he finishes that entire parsha. And so they say that Arami Oved Avi begins with Lavan, who wanted to destroy Yaakov and his posterity. Others say, the Ibn Ezra says, that Arami Oved Avi meant Yaakov himself wandered like a lost Arami out and about. Others say, according to the Rashbam, that it's Avraham Avinu who was a wandering Arami, as it were, as if he was lost through Canaan, and then ends up by talking about the entire Parsha, which ends with the last pasuk that's concerned with Yetzias Mitzrayim.